We've been hearing a lot this week about the political and economic implications of the growing U.S. federal deficit. A new report from the Congressional Budget Office concludes the deficit will top $1 trillion in the next 2 years. That takes into account the Republicans' $1.5 trillion tax cut signed last year and a $1.3 trillion bipartisan spending bill signed last month. Republicans often blame the deficits on entitlements, and one group of economists thinks that that is dishonest. The economists, writing in the Washington Post, say entitlements don't deserve all the blame. They say large tax cuts and unfunded wars have been big contributors to the deficit. Martin Bailey co-wrote the piece, and it was the chair of the Council of Economic Advisors under President Clinton. He is now senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He's in Washington now. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
When we talk about this term, entitlement programs, we're talking about Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. These are extraordinarily expensive programs. Wouldn't reducing spending on them help bring the deficit down?
Yes, it certainly would. And we need to work hard to try and find ways to at least slow the growth of these programs. Social Security is not as hard as maybe it looks. We could make that 75-year solvent with some fairly modest increases in revenues and maybe some adjustments on the benefits side. Medicare and Medicaid are more difficult because health care is so expensive in the United States and generally has been growing price has been growing extremely rapidly. Now, actually, the cost per enrollee in Medicare has grown only very slowly in the last 3 years or so, 15, 16, and 17, only around 2% a year. So it's actually been pretty good. Some of that's coming from the things that were done in the Affordable Care Act. So things have been done to try to slow the growth of those programs, and cost per enrollee are not going up very fast. On the other hand, we have an aging population, and lots of people are turning 65. They're collecting Social Security. They're joining Medicare. Medicaid pays for nursing homes for people who don't have any money, and so there are more people going into nursing homes. So even if we do the best reforms we can, unless we make real draconian cuts, the costs of those programs are going to continue to go up.
What aside from draconian cuts could be made that would make a difference?
Well, as I mentioned, health care is so expensive in the United States, and Medicare, I think, is not a very well-managed program. My colleague Alice Rivlin here at Brookings has made a number of suggestions. Other people have made suggestions. And so I think there are ways we could maybe have more managed care in Medicare. What I would not like to see is where you sort of put old people out on their own and say, you go find your own health insurance and maybe we'll give you a bit of a subsidy, but it'll go down over time and you're going to be up a creek. I don't think we want to do that for our old people.
Well, Republicans say, as we're looking for cuts and trying to help curb the deficit, that tax cuts will help do just that, bring down the deficit, because they'll spur the economy. The Congressional Budget Office said, indeed, tax cuts will expand the economy by about 0.7% over 10 years. Do you think that's enough to make up for the cost of the tax cuts?
No, it's not nearly enough. The tax cuts that was just passed last year, and by the way, don't forget we had big tax cuts earlier in this century. So we came in with big deficits, and then we had the Great Recession, which didn't exactly help our debt and deficit situation. So we're facing an aging population, the need to provide these programs, and so more tax cuts is just, I think it's insanity, and I'm really surprised that responsible people are saying, oh yeah, we can solve this problem with tax cuts. That's just not right.
When we look, though, at specific cuts to reduce the deficit, what would you recommend? Military, beyond entitlements, where would you look?
I'm not an expert on the military. I mean, I think we have a very fine military. Whether we need to raise defense spending in the way that it's being raised, I think one should take a hard look at defense. But by the way, there's some things that we're not doing that maybe we should be doing. We're not maybe doing enough on infrastructure. I don't think we're spending enough on research and development. It's not just a matter of cutting things. It's also a matter of investing in things that are going to improve our economic future.
want to ask you a kind of a bigger picture question here, and that is, what is the problem with spending more money than you have, more money than you bring in? I mean, we know for personal budgets, it's not a good idea. Is it different on a national level?
There are times when it's a good idea to have deficit spending. When we had the Great Recession, it was the right thing to do to spend some money to try to increase aggregate demand and get the economy back towards full employment. And that, you know, it didn't work fantastically, but it worked well. We did turn the economy around. So during recessions is a good time when you may want to spend more or cut taxes to get back to full employment. But over the long run, I think we, at the very least, need to make sure that our debt to GDP ratio is not just rising out of control. And that's what it's doing at the moment. And that's what it's projected to do by the CBO. And others. So if the debt is going from 70%, which is already high, to 100% of GDP, which is really at the level we had right at the end of World War II, then I think this is, you know, we're taking away our options. We're making servicing the debt becomes more expensive. So a lot of tax revenue goes to just pay interest instead of providing services. So maybe we don't get a crisis. We could get a this could bring on a financial crisis. I think the bigger danger is simply that we're passing on this burden to future generations, and that's not fair. We need to, on the long run, in a reasonable way, pay for the expenditures that Americans decide they want to make with their government.
Martin Bailey was chair of the Council of Economic Advisors under President Clinton. He's now a senior fellow at Brookings. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you.